It's time for your North Iowa News on KCHA for Friday, May 24th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. The National Weather Service in La Crosse with a flood watch in effect through this afternoon for Floyd, Chickasaw, Clayton, and Fayette counties in northeast Iowa. Repeated rounds of thunderstorms are expected today with localized amounts of 1 to 3 inches possible in a few areas. Flood watch in effect until 1 o'clock this afternoon for Kossuth, Hancock, Cerro Gordo, Franklin, Butler, Bremer, Grundy, and Blackhawk counties. Drought conditions across northeast Iowa continue to improve. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor for Iowa, there are no areas in severe or extreme drought for the first time in almost a year. Based on precipitation through 7 a.m. Tuesday, May 21st, all of Floyd, Chickasaw, Bremer, Fayette, Howard, Mitchell, and Buchanan counties are now rated in the D1 moderate drought category. Most of Butler, Clayton, Cerro Gordo, and Worth counties are also now in D1 moderate drought. About three-quarters of Franklin County is in moderate drought, with the western third of the county progressing to the D0 category for abnormally dry. The northeast third of Winneshiek County and northern three-quarters of Allamaquis County are also rated abnormally dry, with the remainder of those counties in moderate drought. All students that were riding on a Charles City School District school bus that was rear-ended by another vehicle yesterday afternoon are safe, while the 15-year-old driver of that vehicle was sent to the hospital. School District Director of Operations Jerry Mitchell says there were 9 kids on the bus that was stopped to let one student off along Gilbert Street, about 1.5 miles west of Charles City, when the vehicle traveling behind the bus failed to stop and crashed into the backside of the bus at about 12:15 p.m. Mitchell says the students and bus driver were uninjured, although 2 students were upset by the incident and were kept in an AMR ambulance until parents could come get their children. The other students were transferred to another school bus for drop-off at their respective homes on the last day of the school year for the district. The Iowa State Patrol says the driver of the Chevy Traverse that was totaled, Naya Nashmish of Floyd, was transported by AMR to North Iowa Mercy One Medical Center in Mason City with non-life-threatening injuries. She was wearing a seatbelt. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office, Charles City Police Department, and Charles City Fire Rescue also assisted at the scene. Over 11 years after the alleged killing of a North Iowa man, the trial of the former Charles City resident charged with murdering the victim wrapped up day 4 of proceedings yesterday. 51-year-old Randy Patry is charged with first-degree murder in the death of 70-year-old Carl Kenneth Gallmeyer of Nashua on or about September 25, 2012. An investigation by the Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office, Charles City Police, and Iowa DCI led to a search of Patry's Charles City home in July of 2013, with several items owned by Gallmeyer allegedly found inside the residence, including the gun believed used to kill him. Patry has pleaded not guilty, and the fourth day of his trial in Chickasaw County District Court in New Hampton concluded yesterday. Thus far this week, the state's prosecution team has introduced a variety of items in their attempt to prosecute Patry, including autopsy photos of Gallmeyer, as well as artist renderings of how he may have been shot. Also introduced were maps laying out how long it would take for Patry to drive from his residence, then in Charles City, to that of Gallmeyer. On Tuesday, Chickasaw County supervisors approved an emergency fund up to $5,000 for County Attorney David Laudner to use for additional expenses related to the trial. The money was already factored into Laudner's departmental budget. When he's not in the courtroom, Patry is being held in the Fayette County Jail in West Union since being returned to northeast Iowa for prosecution in January 2022. For just the second time in its existence, the Chickasaw County EMS Department is recognizing National EMS Week. The county-run ambulance is only about a year and a half old after launching operations on January 1, 2023. With this, the 50th anniversary of National EMS Week, EMS Director Joel Knutson says it has a special meaning for their team.
This, you know, and I've said it numerous times, this county, the support we've received from the citizens and the businesses and everything really makes us proud to be providing service for the residents here.
Knutson says they considered hosting an open house to celebrate EMS Week, but they decided to hold off until the new living quarters are finished at their headquarters on Prospect Street in New Hampton, which they are closing in on.
We have put a lot of hard work in the last couple weeks, especially getting all the sheetrock up and all the texturing and the painting and the flooring, coordinating with all of the cabinets and the appliances and everything. So it's kind of neat to see everything come together. Hopefully here in the next week or two, we intend to be in here by June 1st, which is a long time coming.
Knutson says they hope to host an event for the public to check out the remodel sometime in July. In a Facebook post, Chickasaw County EMS says there's a network of nearly 60 first responders spread throughout the county that are ready to handle medical emergencies with a swift and professional response. Active or retired law enforcement officers, firefighters, EMS providers, EMA employees, healthcare professionals, jailers, dispatchers, emergency volunteers, veterans, or emergency utility workers are invited to a special program next week in Charles City. Jason Webster is director of Floyd County Emergency Management Agency, which is sponsoring Beneath the Badge, featuring the stories and experiences of Dave and Christy Dyke.
Dave is a former Austin, Minnesota police officer, and Christy is a nurse. She has experience running on ambulance service and is also a medical examiner investigator. They go around and give talks on mental health and PTSD things that are specifically targeted towards first responders, law enforcement officers, firefighters, EMS people, and the like.
Webster says spouses and significant others of emergency personnel can also benefit from the free presentation.
And even the married couples that only have one person in the field, you know, that's why we're encouraging spouses and significant others to come along as well, because those people hear some of the things that go on during the day of their spouse, and this will hopefully help them understand things as well.
Webster says there's still time to register for Beneath the Badge at the Charles Theater next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Complimentary popcorn and soft drinks will be provided. More information is available with this story on our station website. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.